Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon. I would like to make a flight reservation for next month. I will need a round-trip ticket to San Francisco.
All right, sir. I can help you with that. But first, I need to know what dates you wish to travel and whether you wish to fly business or economy class.
I'd like a business class seat. I will need to depart on the 10th of August and return home by the 30th of August.
That's not a problem, sir. We have seats available on those dates. I will now just need your name, sir, and a major credit card.
Number 41.
Who is the woman?
Number 42.
When does the man want to return home?
Number 43.
What will the man probably do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi there. I bought these jeans and t-shirt here at the store, but I was wondering if I might be able to return them.
Well, perhaps, sir. That will depend on the reason you want to return the clothes. What seems to be the matter with what you bought?
The jeans are too large and the t-shirt is too small for me. Here's the receipt for them. Do you think you can help me?
I am sorry, sir, but the return time has expired on these items. Next time, if you want to return them, you must bring them back within a week after you buy them.
Number 44.
Why is the man talking to the woman?
Number 45.
What is the problem with the man's clothes?
Number 46.
Why can't the woman help the man? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm Mike Connors from Needy Children's Charities, and this week we are seeking charitable donations. Would you like to make a contribution?
Well, all right. I'd love to help out. But first, who are these donations for, if I may ask? And what kinds of things do you want people to donate?
All donations go to needy children in the local area. We are looking for clothes and toys in particular, but we also, of course, are happy to accept cash donations.
Well, I don't really have any children's clothes or toys around my house anymore, but I wouldn't mind making a cash contribution to help out. Please put it under Mrs. Stacy Ryan's.
Number 47.
What is the one thing that the woman wants to know?
Number 48.
To whom does the charity give the donations?
Number 49.
What does the woman decide to give to the charity?
Affirm. To state that something is true or you agree with it, especially in public.
공식적으로 단언하다.
The school affirmed its commitment to its students.
이 학교는 학생들에 대한 헌신성을 약속했다.
To support something or make it stronger.
지지하다.
The company chose a name that would affirm its French identity.
아, 바로 이런 프랑스의 신분을 확인해 줄 그런 이름을 이 회사는 선택을 했습니다.
Affirm. Demonstration. An occasion when someone shows how something works or how to do something.
바로 어떤 것의 시범이죠, 시범.
Cooking demonstrations.
요리 시범.
An occasion when a large group of people protest about something.
데모라는 뜻이죠.
Angry students held demonstrations in the university square.
대학 광장에서 화가 난 학생들이 데모를 했어요.
Demonstration. Breach. A failure to follow a law or rule.
어떤 법의 위반을 가리키죠.
To break a law, rule, or agreement.
예, 이거는 동사로 또 위반하다의 뜻도 됩니다.
His former employer admitted breaching health and safety regulations.
그의 이전 고용주는 바로 건강과 안전 규정을 위반한 것을 시인했습니다.
To get through something such as a wall or fence.
벽이나 이런 담장 같은 걸 돌파하다.
The high waters had breached the town's flood defenses.
바로 이 높음을 홍수죠. 홍수가 이 타운의 홍수 방어벽을 무너뜨리고 돌파했어요.
Breach. Apparently. Based only on what you have heard, not on what you are certain is true.
예, 사실이 아니라 당신이 들은 것을 토대로. 그래서 이것은 명백하게라는 물론 그런 뜻도 있겠지만 얼른 보기에, 겉보기에 이런 뜻도 있다라는 걸 기억해 달라 그랬어요.
Apparently she resigned because she had an argument with her boss.
얼핏 보기에 그는 사임을 했는데요. 이 저 사장님과 논쟁을 했기 때문에 말다툼에서 사임한 것 같아요.
Used for saying what seems to be true when people do not yet know all the facts of a situation.
그래서 얼른 보기에 외관상으로 이런 뜻으로 많이 쓰인다는 거 강조했습니다.
Apparently. Consecutive. Following one after another in order and with nothing else in between.
연속적인.
He's been late now on three consecutive days.
사흘 연속 그가 늦었어요.
Consecutive. Mediate. To try to end a disagreement between two people or groups.
두 그룹 간의 어떤 합의를 종식시키려고 하는 거 중재하다의 뜻이죠.
They mediate territorial disputes between neighboring nations.
이웃하고 있는 국가들 간의 그런 이 영토 다툼이라고 하는 거 그런 것을 중재하고 있다.
Mediate. Competent. Capable of doing something in a satisfactory or effective way.
유능한.
A competent worker.
유능한 직원.
Good enough for the purpose, but not especially good.
이 목적에는 좋지만 그렇게 아주 충분히 좋은 것은 아님. 뭐 이렇게 나와줬는데 그래도 꽤 경쟁력을 갖춘 이런 뜻이 있습니다.
A competent piece of work.
상당히 경쟁력을 갖춘 꽤 괜찮은 작품이죠.
Competent. Messy. Not neat or dirty.
이거는 깔끔하지 않거나 아니면 더러운 걸 가리키죠.
A messy kitchen.
아주 좀 난잡하게 돼 있는 그런 주방입니다.
Complicated, difficult, and unpleasant to deal with.
그래서 복잡하고 까다로운
messy.